This is Earth and Sky. Studies by biologists have shown that plants respond chemically to changes in Earth's atmospheric composition.
It's now thought that when there's more of the greenhouse gas carbon dioxide or CO2 in the air, photosynthesis operates slightly differently. The result might be plant leaves that contain less nitrogen.
It doesn't have the same nutritional punch as a leaf grown under low CO2 because it has more carbon, more sugars, and less nitrogen. It's going from a nice spinach-type substance to more of a Twinkie-type substance. It's becoming sweetened with lower nitrogen content.
That's Evan DeLucia, a plant biologist at the University of Illinois. For 3 years, his team has pumped carbon dioxide into the air above a soybean field, simulating CO2 levels that scientists predict for Earth's atmosphere 50 years from now. The result? Insects are eating more soybean leaves.
It's quite troubling because, you know, in an agricultural context, the response of a farmer whose livelihood is dependent on this crop is going to be to spray the field with more pesticide. So farmers will manage the problem to maintain economic yield, but at a cost to the farmer and at a whole other suite of potential costs to the environment.
DeLucia says that rising CO2 levels could also have a dramatic effect on other crops and on natural ecosystems such as forests. That's our show. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.